The Bagpipe Brothers in studio with me. And all right, Giddens, give us our records from last week and our records all together and who is where.
All right, so last week, both of y'all went 7-3. Pretty good, right?
There we go.
And I went 6-4.
There we go.
You were one game better. Yeah. I was one game better. Bauman was the same.
Yeah, I shouldn't have gone out on a limb and picked Mississippi State to beat Georgia.
So I closed the gap on Bauman one game, I know.
No, y'all both went the same.
No, I'm talking about overall. He was two games ahead of me. He should be only one game ahead of me now.
No, still two games. That's not how math works, okay. David.
Well, I'm just telling you.
I almost got Iowa right. Iowa-Oregon last week. Yeah, I thought I was going to come in here and say I was all-knowing.
And we all missed Florida-Kentucky. Who saw that coming?
Almost is like only in hand grenades and horseshoes.
Almost all-knowing.
Well, yeah. If Iowa's defense would have played well in that final 50 seconds of the game, they would have won.
Almost no.
Yeah, and if Giddens ate like a normal person, he wouldn't have to go on these weekly fast.
That's true.
That's ifs for you. Okay.
A week-long fast.
All right, who's up? We got to get this going.
Hold on, let me tell you your overall record. So Alex leads at 53-27. David, you're two games back, 51-29. And I sit four games back of you, David, and six games back of Alex at 47-33.
So you're six games back of Alex, three back of me.
Four back of you.
Okay, and I'm two back of Alex.
Yep.
That'll change this week.
I hope it does. And I hope it's not me going even further back.
All right, give me my first five games, or can I pick these non-conference floozies
We got seven games, including SEC teams to pick. So
Then we're going to pick three other high school games. How about that?
You don't want to pick some three college football non-conference games?
I'm just telling you, it better not be McNeese versus Pandemonia or something.
Who plays at those schools? What conference?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's normally what you do. Oh, and by the way, what happened to your beloved BYU Cougars?
Well, I picked Texas Tech to win last week.
I didn't ask that.
They lost like I thought
they
would.
Let's go.
He's first.
All right, so we'll start off with a top 25 matchup and where College Game Day is going this Saturday.
Oh, God.
The ninth-ranked Notre Dame Fighting Irish heading to Acrisure Stadium to take on the 22nd-ranked Pittsburgh Panthers. This one, 11 a.m. Central Time on ABC. Notre Dame on the road, 12.5-point favorites.
I'm okay with this one. I mean, I think these two programs are on the upswing from years and years past. Can you all tell me the two greatest players that played at Pittsburgh? See if Bauman can.
I know. I think I know.
The two what?
Two greatest players that ever played at Pittsburgh College, University of Pittsburgh.
Larry Fitzgerald and Aaron Donald.
No, sir.
I was going to say Tony Dorsett and Aaron Donald.
No, Tony Dorsett and Dan Marino.
I think Aaron Donald's better than Dan Marino.
Absolutely not. No way. I'm sorry. We'll see who's in the Hall of Fame with more accolades. All right. He just didn't win a Super Bowl, but he did everything else. All right. I'm going Notre Dame on the road here. I just think they're too good for Pitt.
Pat Narduzzi, the coach of Pittsburgh, had an interesting comment this week when he was asked if he feels like the game's a must-win. He said, absolutely not. It's not an ACC game. I gladly get beat by 103 or 110-10. They could put up 100 on us as long as we win the next two after that.
Strange.
So, not sure if he cares a whole lot about this matchup the way he's talking about it.
That's pumping your football team full of confidence.
Maybe that's all smoke and mirrors, though. He's trying to throw
Notre Dame
Coach
off.
Freeman and Notre Dame off the trail. They actually really, really care about this
game. Who are you taking, Bauman?
I'm taking Notre Dame. Jeremiah Love, the best running back in the country. Defense is figuring itself out. And Notre Dame, it's a must-win game because they cannot make the playoff with three losses.
If you'll remember real quickly before I let Giddens pick, this was about the time that Notre Dame started really putting it together last year. Think about that. Okay. Go ahead, Giddens.
If either of you can tell me and say his name correctly, Notre Dame's or Pittsburgh's starting quarterback, I'll pick Pittsburgh without looking at it.
Alui Kamamono.
What?
Alui Kamamono.
All right, that's your attempt. All right, Alex.
Mason Hertschel.
He's close.
Tojo Yamamoto, but no cigar.
I'm going to go Notre Dame. Okay. We're going to clean sweep this thing.
All right, go on to the next game.
All right.
And this one's probably going to make me puke.
I mean, it is a Big Ten game. You like the Big Ten?
Oh, Lord. Here comes Indiana and somebody.
Close. It starts with the same letter.
Here comes Iowa.
21st ranked Iowa.
Oh, God.
Heads to the Collie, as Lincoln Riley likes to call it, to take on the USC Trojans. 2:30 p.m. Central Time on the Big Ten Network. USC 6.5-point favorites at home.
This is like Dr. Plum down there in the basement trying to put together some kind of formula that will take perfume to the next level or something. Who cares?
Dr. Plum.
Dr. Plum's the only one. I'm not Dr. Plum, so I don't give a fat rat on this one. Give me USC.
You're taking USC at home.
Yep.
I'm taking the Trojans. I picked Iowa last week to beat Oregon. And if Iowa's defense had played anything in the last 50 seconds of the game, they would have ended up winning. Iowa's offense is awful. USC's offense is really good. And Jade Maiava and Mekhi Lemon will win this game.
Okay, who told you that Iowa's best player for the last decade was their punter?
Yeah.
Their offense is defunct.
Giddens?
Maybe their long snapper. He's pretty good too, right?
No.
All right, the punter.
So who are you taking, Giddens? You got to make up some ground.
I know. I got to start taking some chances.
You had the bowl season to make it up.
It would make sense to take Iowa right here. You both picked USC.
Yeah, I mean, you're light because you've been fasting for 2 days. That limb will hold you up a little longer. Step out there on it.
So I'll step out on it on a different occasion. I'm going to make it a clean sweep here and go USC as well.
Come on. Let's go. Who's next game?
Okay. All right. So next game up. As I'm getting a call on my phone right now. Who's calling me at this hour? All right, so Virginia and Duke in the ACC.
Are you absolutely kidding me?
This is not basketball, Giddens. This is a huge matchup for
ACC championship consideration.
I'm not picking this game. I'm sorry.
19th ranked Virginia heads to Duke. And listen to this, guys. Virginia's 8-2. Duke is 5-4, yet Duke is 5.5-point favorites.
Duke lost
to UConn last week.
I don't care if they're both 10-0. I'm not choosing or picking this game. This is basketball school.
Duke is still one of the top two favorites to make it to the ACC championship.
I bet not after three non-conference losses. I bet not after Saturday. Give me the Cavaliers.
2:30 p.m. Central Time on ESPN2. I couldn't even finish my rollout before David picks the Cavaliers, Alex.
Duke's horrible in football. That's like picking Pepperdine in badminton or something.
You never know which Duke you're going to get this year.
That's right. I'm thinking
the Duke that scored 46 points on Clemson, at Clemson.
I think this is the Duke that I'm going to get Saturday. He's going to be the awful one. Give me the Cavaliers.
Cavaliers as well over here, Giddens.
Cavaliers.
Step out there on that lead.
Chandler Morris is back this week. They would have won last week if he didn't get injured.
Are you going to break the limb or are you going to follow suit like you have the first two games?
Duke's got a huge loss to Illinois in the non-conference.
Woo-hoo.
They lose to UConn last week, Woo-hoo. Which is just awful. I mean, Jim Mora doing a good job up there. Don't get me wrong. UConn's got 7 wins, but you shouldn't be losing to UConn if you're Duke. And then they lost to Tulane, who's also, a pretty good group Woo-hoo. Of six team. But Duke in conference is a whole different animal. Duke's at home in this one. Give me the Fighting Darian Mensahs and the Duke Blue Devils to keep
on that
their,
limb, David.
Keep their place again. Going towards the ACC. Really what I want is for Duke to win out, win the ACC, because I don't think they're getting in the playoff if they do that. And you got to take two group of six conference champions if that happens.
That's not all going to
so
happen.
So two more games, Giddens?
Two more SEC games.
Duke right now couldn't beat a wet paper bag.
Virginia might not be as tough as that. All right, so next up, we go to the SEC. We head back to the top of the day, 11 a.m. Central Time on ESPN. The 3-6 South Carolina Gamecocks head to College Station to take on the third-ranked and undefeated Texas A&M Aggies. Texas A&M, 19.5-point favorites.
Smelly fish here, boys. Smelly fish. I'm not going to step out on that limb.
You should.
Texas A&M is going to win this game, but they will not cover. Go ahead, Bob.
I'm going Texas A&M as well, and there will be questions about Shane Beamer's job after the game.
Wow, he called it a few weeks
ago.
He
didn't.
I'm not saying he's going to get fired, but there will be serious questions if he's going to be there next year.
Here's your limb to step out on, Giddens.
And boy, do I want to step out on it. I really want you to, too. Alex was convincing me last week about how overrated Texas A&M is, how they haven't played anybody. In South Carolina, they've looked good at times and looked really bad at times. But here's one thing that they do have going for them. No longer is their offensive coordinator Mike Shula. And you know how we give the interim head coach bump? I think their offense sees the interim coordinator bump. They play pretty well offensively, keep it close through four quarters, but A&M is just going to squeak out another dub and stay undefeated. I'm going A&M.
All right, one last one before we take a break. We got to get through here.
All right, we'll stay with the morning slate. I believe this one is at 11:45 a.m. Central Time. On the SEC Network, Arkansas and LSU. This one in Death Valley. And that didn't go too well for LSU the last time they were at home, I believe. Wasn't that A&M?
Yeah.
Losing their coach?
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I think LSU will have their rod and their staff with them this week. They're good enough to beat Arkansas. I'm taking the Tigers.
I agree with David. I'm taking the Tigers. Arkansas is one of the two SEC teams I nearly refuse to pick winning football games. And LSU, don't know who the starting quarterback is going to be. It could be Michael Van Buren or Garrett Nussmeier. Whoever it is, it doesn't matter. The defense is too good for Arkansas.
I think Nussmeier goes back in the point. And at some point in time, you keep waiting for him to have a good game. And I think this may be it.
Another chance to step out on a limb.
Step it, Bubba.
You're only on one limb right now.
Yeah, you still down five games.
LSU looked pretty good.
I'm talking about even if he gets the other limb right, he's went along with everything we did. You got to start taking some chances.
LSU looked pretty good in facets of the game against Alabama last Saturday. Arkansas rarely looks good in any facets of the game. So
facets, listen to him. I mean, that's what they sell at Home Depot in the kitchen.
The facets.
Department.
The facets.
Yeah. The facets dripping. Give me LSU. Give me LSU to win at home. God. I would like to step out on another limb, but I mean, Arkansas, they don't even have branches anymore. That tree's getting cut down real soon.
Well, Giddens has stepped out so much, he wants to step out more, but if he keeps going at this rate, there's not going to be a tree in the ground that'll hold him up. We'll be back with our more SEC picks in a moment. You know, SEC picks, every weekend here, the Backpipe Brothers in studio with me. We've did two SEC picks, three non-conference games. Giddens has stepped out on one limb. He's got to go more if he wants to catch up.
And what a fun, fun limb this next one will be.
Okay.
It is very, very shaky.
Come on.
12:30 p.m. Central Time on the SEC Network.
Oh, no.
The undefeated. And do you know the mascot here without me saying it? David,
I don't even know what game you're talking about.
Tennessee Tech.
That is the... Oh, gosh, what are they?
I thought I was right. I had to look it up and make sure.
I know they're not the Moccasins because that's Tennessee Chattanooga.
Yeah, Chattanooga Mocs.
Is this one of the Hawks? It has something.
You're close. You're in the right
species. Okay, go ahead. Is it the Condors?
It's the Golden Eagles.
Golden Eagles.
Of Tennessee Tech.
See,
10-0 on the season. I think they're ranked in the top five in the FCS poll. Heading to 4-5 Kentucky. And I think I 100% would have called this upset until last week.
Yep.
And then watching the way Kentucky played against Florida, it's a lot tougher. I don't know if this even has a line based on what I'm seeing. I don't see one on here, at least not on ESPN.
Well, who are you taking?
Kentucky's got to be favored by at least a couple scores. I mean,
the matchup predictor is 94% Kentucky.
Yeah.
Okay. Who are you taking?
Who am I taking?
I don't care what they're favored by. We're not picking by the lines.
Oh, man. I really would love to take the Golden Eagles here.
Step out on the lead.
But I got to go Kentucky based on how they played last week. They're still in line to make a bowl. If they, and who would have said that a few weeks ago, but back-to-back wins for Kentucky's got them, looking primed to actually get the six.
Who are you taking, Bao?
Kentucky as well, and I think Mark Stoops has a Billy Napier end of the year and upsets a few teams and saves his job. Because he ends the season with Vanderbilt and Louisville. He might upset one. I think he upsets one of those teams.
I really think that Mark Stoops will not get fired. I think, if anything, he will feel pressured to step down. I just think he's done enough there with their football program. I just don't know about them firing him. I really like them on Saturday. They really surprised me. I mean, they just didn't beat Florida. They beat down Florida.
Like a drum.
Yes, and Florida is not a very bad football team. They played a horrible schedule, but give me the Kentucky Wildcats. Who's next?
All right, next up we go 2:30 p.m. Central Time on ABC. The 11th-ranked Oklahoma Sooners head to Tuscaloosa to take on the 4th-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide. Alabama, 6.5-point favorites.
I'll go first on this one. I went first just about all, but I'm going to go on and tell you this was the game last year that everybody really got upset with Kalen DeBoer, because he didn't make a quarterback change and he did not, they could not run the football. That being said, they have put a lot of emphasis on this game ever since the LSU game ended late Saturday night. I'm telling you, Alabama doesn't stumble here. They win, and correct me if I'm wrong, they win tomorrow assures them of going to Atlanta, regardless of what happens in the Iron Bowl.
I believe so.
The only other undefeated team, is Texas A&M. They don't play them. They hold the head-to-head over Georgia. They hold the head-to-head over Tennessee. They hold the head-to-head over Vandy. There's nothing else that can happen.
Ole Miss would be the only one.
Ole Miss, haven't played Ole Miss. They've got one loss, too. I'm just saying, I think a win tomorrow afternoon pretty much slides Alabama into Atlanta.
Very likely.
Okay, what about you, Bow Wow?
Kane Womack has a bad track record going against Ben Arbuckle's offenses, going back to the South Alabama-Western Kentucky days when Arbuckle was at Western Kentucky and Womack was at South Alabama. But Womack's defense this year has won Alabama a lot of football games. I do think it won Alabama the LSU game last week because Bama's offense was hard to watch. Ty Simpson missed so many give-me throws that he's made all year long. The running game, I don't know where it's gone. There needs to be a change at some positions or something. The schemes are called well, but the execution of them by the players is not going as well as it needs to go. If you're going to beat Oklahoma, you got to run the football. You can't be one-dimensional. But I think Alabama gets that running game going. Oklahoma, their offense the past few weeks with John Madier coming back from that hand injury hasn't looked great. They really rely on that run game, and Alabama has shown the ability to shut it down. I'm going to take the Tide at home.
Well, now's an opportunity for me to make up ground, right?
Absolutely.
I mean,
you got that Sooner tree?
I've heard the last few weeks that Alabama can't run the ball. Alabama can't run the ball.
And they didn't. They hadn't the last few weeks.
Yeah. And
what, 60-something yards of rushing last 2 weeks average?
Oklahoma's good at rushing the passer. Oklahoma's good at really everything defensively. But my question is, John Mateer's health still doesn't seem to be anywhere near what his capabilities were last year and to start the season. And you really need him not just throwing the ball well, but also running the ball well. Now, he seems to have picked that up a little bit, seems to be a little more confident on the ground. But I would like to pick Oklahoma in this game, not just to make up ground, but also for personal reasons, because I don't want to see Alabama win. But in the end, I don't see Alabama dropping this one. I think at home, this is going to be a little too much. I think Oklahoma's gotten lucky a few games. And I keep thinking back to the Red River rivalry game where they just look so poor. And I think you're going to see more of that against Alabama than you have against some of these other games like Tennessee and Ole Miss, where they've really relied on the defense to make plays for them. This time around, I think Alabama takes care of the ball and Alabama wins the game.
So all three going Alabama. Who's next on the list?
Next up, we'll go 6 p.m. Central Time on ESPN, the Lane Kiffin Bowl. You've got his suitor in Florida going up against his current team in Oxford. Ole Miss is 14.5-point favorites. And if Ole Miss is going to make the playoff, they got to win a game like this. But traditionally, this is the game Kiffin loses.
So you go ahead. We went first all 8 of 9 picks here.
I think Florida against Georgia looked really inspired. They had the interim bump. They were so close to pulling off the upset there. It didn't happen, and they seemed to lose confidence, and they looked absolutely terrible against Kentucky. Do you think they really regained that confidence in a week?
No.
Absolutely not. Ole Miss wins this one by 4 to 5 to 6 to 10 scores. Ole Miss all day.
Florida's injury report reads like a dictionary with how many players are on it. DJ Lagway gets confused what team he's on every game. Ole Miss, you're at home. Lane Kiffin rolls.
Hottie toddy, baby.
Ole Miss all day.
Yep.
All three of us.
Yep.
That was pretty easy.
You know, when we were discussing about Alabama, one of the teams, and I know you're fixing to bring them up, about getting into, everybody has forgotten that Texas only has one loss in the SEC.
Yep, yep.
Keep that in mind.
They're right there. And they could really mess with everything if they beat Texas A&M.
Yes, sir.
But they got to take care of business this week. We'll get to that game in just a second. First, we'll jump ahead to 6:45 p.m. Central Time on the SEC Network. 5-5 Mississippi State. Alex's favorite team heads to Columbia to take on the Missouri Tigers at 6-3 with their 8th-string quarterback. But even with their depleted backfield, they still have a pretty good running attack, and they are 6.5-point favorites over Mississippi State.
At home.
At home.
Bauman, I'll let you go first on this one, and then Giddens.
I'll never pick Mississippi State again. I'm sticking to it.
No, no, wait. You said that once already.
That's because they were playing Arkansas. That was my only. That was the only thing.
Only reason.
I'm taking Missouri, even though they're on their 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th string quarterback, whoever it is. You're at home. Your defense has been carrying you most of the year. Still got that, and you still got Ahmad Hardy to get you this win.
Yeah, I think Mississippi State is obviously a potent offense, but I think Missouri's game plan, especially with their lack of depth at quarterback, is just going to be feed Hardy, feed Roberts, let their two running backs just take over the game, control time of possession, so Mississippi State's offense can't get on the field, and Missouri is going to win this game. It's not going to be the prettiest looking win, but Missouri wins.
That sounds a lot like what we do around here, Bauman. Feed Giddens. Feed Giddens.
Hard
feed
to do. Giddens. Hard to do.
I think Drink Winnie wins this one.
Drink Winnie?
No, whatever his name is. Missouri.
Missouri.
Who's next?
You guys got to pick opposite of me. You know that, right?
No, we don't.
No.
No, you're in the boat you're in because of bad choices.
We'll see if we all...
BYU.
I haven't picked BYU all year.
And I'm the only one that's picked BYU all year, I think. Yeah,
but I should have picked BYU.
You should have left them off the table is what you should have done.
Well, we got a top 10 matchup here to close us out.
Okay, and you go first.
10th-ranked Texas heads
doing, David.
Between the hedges to take on the Georgia Bulldogs. And you want me to go first?
You get to go first on this one.
That's how we get you.
So what if I pick a team that you don't believe in?
Then I go the other way.
Oh, okay.
You know?
So like what I got to do is like some reverse psychology here. I got to look deep into your mind and see who I think you're going to pick.
You can't look that deep. Hey, it's like the Antichrist. Let's go. Tell me who you're choosing.
Taylor Swift would probably not choose either one of these teams. She'd probably pick Cincinnati, wouldn't she, every week?
She'd be on the fence.
She's on the hedge?
No, she's on the fence.
She's between the hedges.
Yeah, you're right.
All right. I have not believed in Georgia pretty much all year. I like to pick against them, even if they're playing Mississippi State of all teams. But I also have not liked Texas. I have not liked Arch Manning, especially on the road. With that being said, give me Georgia at home over Arch Manning.
What do you think, Bow Wow?
I'm on the limb this week. I'm going out on the limb. I've dogged Arch Manning in Texas all year long, but I feel like they figured out something against Vanderbilt a couple weeks ago. They have the week off to prepare for Georgia. Georgia only has the week before. And I hate playing Sark after a bye week because he's able to implement new things and throw different things at Georgia. I think Texas gets out to a big lead like Alabama did this year. Georgia tries to inch their way back into the football game, isn't able to. Texas all the way.
This is the game that Sark would have liked to have back last year. He'd have been hosting a playoff game. Am I right?
Yep.
He wins the SEC championship game?
Yeah.
Doesn't happen again. Give me Texas.
Nice.
Give me Texas.
I appreciate
you got,
it.
You got a chance here to get a one game back on
it's
us.
It's two, right? Because yeah. Who else did he pick?
Yeah,
I
picked Duke.
Yeah. One quick question. Did Bauman and I differ on anything?
I don't think so, David.
That's why we're in the lead.
Yeah, that's exactly why.
I mean, come on.
So I'm going to go 10-0, and y'all are going to go 8-2.
You still wouldn't be caught up.
He'd be caught up to you, not to me.
No. He's four
against. Yeah, four. But I'd be closer.
Yeah. He'd be closer.
Yeah.
I mean, that's in marbles.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
Yeah, closer is in marbles. That's the only thing it matters in. All right. That and tiddlywinks. You don't even know what tiddlywinks is, do you? Check it out.
Is it Google it. Can you see it on the iPad?
No, you can look at it at 6-7.